Hello, hello. This is Andrea with the Andrea Effect. I hope you're having a beautiful morning, day, or night, whatever time of the day you are listening to this podcast at. Winter is here. It is December 2022. ¿Cómo la ven? It has been something that I've seen throughout my life. Why do people fight during the holidays? Why do they get so stirred up? What's the problem, right? Why is there so many things that come up? Maybe not everyone's family's like that, but I have had the experience within mine and visiting others whose identity I will never disclose. And having that, I realized one thing a few years back. Winter equals emotions. Winter time, you rest, you hibernate, you release everything you push down, right? You push stuff down to keep it going. We had throughout the rest of this calendar year, and I'm in the U.S., so I'm speaking on the 12-month calendar year terms. But what happens when we hit our 30s, 40s, 50s? What happens when we keep pushing stuff down? Have you ever painted over a layer, and you paint, and you paint, and you paint, and you see that chip, and you see all those layers underneath? Well, you never really deal with it. You never really scrape off the problem, prime it, sand it, heal it, therapy, talk about it, deal with it, confront it. So you just put on another layer and put on another layer. So eventually, you're like, oh, you got to just rip it all off and do it right. Make it smooth. I think that's what this year has been for. I think every year has actually been that for me without even realizing it. As many of you know, I'm getting certified, to be able to help people more on a official level. And what I mean by that is, I mean, I'll have the certification and that's good and whatnot, but the desire and the discipline and the practice to always help people has always been there. This is the reason why I started this podcast. I started it for the reason of healing. Not for any other reason. And it has helped so many people that have told me, people who have just shown different behaviors. And look, I don't need an applause. That's not what I do it. If you have stuff in that you need to keep in, if you have stuff inside of you, you don't even know about because we pushed it down so much. And around 2017, working with phenomenal coach and this beautiful sisterhood, I had the opportunity after years of, just self-searching to finally see what was holding me back. And so when I have things come up in life, as they typically do, when I find myself sabotaging things, or I look at that and I remember, this is why you do that. And so simultaneously, I was calling myself out, holding myself accountable while still healing that. Right? While finding what is the solution to not do that anymore, right? Keep running into a wall? Well, quit running into the fucking wall. That's not so easy because there's just walls everywhere. And you have to find the solution. Okay, this is how you place boundaries. This is how you have self-worth in a professional setting, in a family setting, in a relationship, in a social setting. And so I had to not only reteach myself, I had to repair it myself while doing a lot of things. This is a lot, but the desire was there and nobody can give it to you and nobody can take it away when it's your true desire. You have to make up your mind to do that. And, when we're around our loved ones and we see them, when we're in our healing process going through these things, it's normal to want to judge. I did. It's normal to want to criticize. Well, why don't you just do this? Don't be a XYZ. None of that. None of that is wrong, but it's very short-lived because what you're doing is basically projecting. And when you start really dealing with yourself and healing yourself and working on yourself, you kind of got these blinders on. But it's not a blinder like, screw everyone, I'm going to just do me. Because there's also that, right? In a really unhealthy way, like, oh, people don't get me. I'm gonna just do me. You cut everyone off and you just go self-indulge and probably self-destruct to some extent. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the peace where you're like, you know what? I'm gonna back off here and I'm gonna know that if somebody has some type of reaction to the way I'm gonna process and move forward in my life, I'm gonna let them do that. And if I'm gonna be the villain in their book, I'm gonna let them feel that. I'm not in charge of that. You can't control somebody's narrative. It's exhausting. It's not existent. And so, me growing up trying to just, I think like any daughter or any person, you know, you want to, and I could say it's in a Latino culture, but I mean, I work with people from all over the world. And a lot of times we have similar cultures, and I've run into people, Nigerian culture, you know, people from India, you know, just different parts, and it's not just one particular culture that wants to please and people please and have peace, right? But never at the expense of oneself. And so you lose yourself. So when you go into adulthood, you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You don't know who you are because you've been too busy jumping through hoops and you're thrown out into the wild. What do I do? Well, that can become depressing. You never had the time to deal with things. You never had time to think for yourself. You never had the time to sit and say, who am I? What am I doing? What am I not doing? What do I want? Who am I okay disappointing so that I'm no longer disappointing myself? Because I'm tired of disappointing myself. How do I do that in a way? Actually, what happens is when you do that, you do it in a way that's abrasive and you do hurt people. I have offended and cut people off because I'm like, no, right? And so think of it as turbulence, right? You got this takeoff. So you're picking yourself up from the ground and you're taking off. You're showing, sometimes it's spiteful. I'm gonna show them. Okay. And then it turns into self-love, right? Or it turns into whatever. So you're like going straight up. And then there's an area where you're gonna have to, and it's not turbulence, that's the wrong word. It's like takeoff. Because you're learning this new tool. This is a new tool in your tool bag, in your emotional tool bag, in your mental health tool bag, in your spiritual well-being tool bag. So you're taking off, and it's all straight up. Whatever's stuck on that plane, whatever little bug or whatever, you know, condensation raindrop, boom, it all falls. Because it's going up so fast. Nothing's going to stay there. And then you got to level out. And so when you level out, if you level out, you start to see things from a different perspective. And I'm talking years. If you can do it in months, I would love to hear your story of how you did that, but it takes years. And I don't even think I'm at the point that I could say I got it all together. But I'm sure further than where I used to be, and I think for me that is a win. Ya es ganancia for me. And what is winning? For me, it's peace. For me, it's success. What is success for me? It's very personal. It's freedom. It's having a good quality of life. These are the things that are important to me. I judged people so much that I failed to see the things that irked me so much about them were the things that I needed to fix within myself. And once I realized that and I got that big old slap in the face, I started to fix myself. And when I started to realize that fixing those traits about yourself wasn't as easy as I had thought it was, as I sat there in my throne pointing and shouting what to do, right? As I shouted in the stadiums to the people in the arena, handling it, dealing with life or their own tribulations and errors and failures and obstacles in life, what they should do, right? You're sitting in the stadium and you're yelling, hey, do this, go left, no, pass to that guy, can't you see? But when you're on the field, it's different. And I can see why a lot of people don't heal. Because you stay down for a very long time. And it's just dark. It's just so dark. And nobody wants to go there. Because they went there and they pushed it down and then they're like, nope. Until life will throw you back there. I don't know who, what, when, where, how, or everyone has a different scenario. I can tell you that it goes like this. I know big things like losses of jobs and divorces and relationships and family members, like those things will do it. Surely do it to you. Pandemic did it for a lot of people. But I believe, that provides opportunity to heal. And I don't know if I can say that it's a bad thing. I can certainly say it's an uncomfortable thing, dealing with your emotions. This winter will bring about a lot of things, and I pray that you make time to sit with them. And if you need space, I pray that you say, I need space to deal with these. I need a mental health day. I'm sure some people still work in that 9 to 5 grind, And I'm sure people are over it. What's your next step? What lights you up? What is your next move? And in that, I want you to, at the same time, right? Ask yourself why the things are the way they are in your life that you don't like anymore. Why are you so tired of that person, place, or thing? Where have you allowed your boundaries to be disrespected at? Because let me tell you, if you're in a bad relationship and you leave that bad relationship and you badmouth that person and you go and you jump in another relationship, I'm gonna probably say there's a common denominator there, and it might be you. It might be your habits. Let's not even say you. I think people's core persona is beautiful. I just think life happens and it starts to dampen it. So maybe some of your habits, some of your mindsets. I know I had to reflect on those things. Something I always ask when dealing with. And always, when I say always, it's not like all my life, obviously. I've made many mistakes and I'm looking forward to many more. Just gonna embrace it. This is life for me. Maybe that's not allowed in your space. That's okay. But I like where my mistakes have taken me, quote unquote mistakes. Every twist and turn has proven to be valuable in one way or another. You gotta be humble with it. You're gonna fight and get mad at yourself because you made a mistake. The fuck out of here. It's telling you never, like, even if you prep for something, you're not gonna nail it. You can get it. It'll be maybe mediocre at worst, but it won't completely fail. That's fine. Throw yourself 10 times at them. Throw yourself 10 times more out of your comfort zone. That's exciting. It's like skydiving. Right? It's like, I don't know. I'd imagine for guys, like asking that really pretty girl out. Or like that girl, like while putting on that dress, that's like I could never, but you do, and you get all glammed up and walking out, and just everyone's staring at you because you're drop dead gorgeous, but you feel it, so you shine. That uncomfortable level. I'm an introvert, so maybe you guys don't have that problem, but I absolutely do. But I asked myself this question: how can you love me if you don't love yourself? How can you love me if you consistently accept less than what you are worth, either by others or by yourself? That you accept verbal abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, that you don't heal those things. How can you love me when you don't have the love in yourself to heal yourself? You find out it's attachment, codependency. Someone to blame, a scapegoat. I had to remove myself from some of those situations. Very, very hard, very painful, very uncomfortable, but very necessary. Because I refuse to be a victim of my circumstances, of my past. And I decided to make that change for the better, and I think you can too. I know you can. You just have to really want it. Come hell or high water. Once you set your mind to something, you will make it work. I bet you could think back to something right now that you were just so zoomed in on and you nailed it. And it was like a no-brainer. It's like, yeah, I'm definitely going there. No, duh. like that, like with that kind of cockiness, confidence, attitude, like no shit, like it's an obvious that's gonna happen. With that confidence, I want you to take that. I want you to embody it. I want you to feel what you feel. What are you wearing? What do the smells look like? What did your hair look like when the last time you felt with such certainty, that confidence to move forwards towards something? And I want you to keep it like in a little memory. Give it a color, give it a name, hold on to it. And work through all these layers of things. Why do I do what I do? Why don't I do what I don't do? Am I really happy? Am I loved? Am I appreciated? Am I loving and appreciative? And you go through these things, right? And then I think once you have all those things in hand, you get to see you get to see what is your soul's purpose? What lights you up? You don't have to be like anybody else. You have your truth. You went through your hardships for a reason. Stop trying to be like other people. It's boring. I don't want to say copy the same people. I say copy the same people every day. They physically look alike. And I talk to them. Some have substance, some have none. I'm respectful to everybody. I'm a little judgy sometimes, and I'm just like, but I could bring out the best and the worst of anybody. Probably most likely the best, you know? I like to at least tell myself that. Don't talk to my exes. Thank you very much. Jokes aside, you guys, put some goals for yourself, but at the same time, do the work to see, you know, where you can improve. Set that goal. Without a doubt that you're going to hit it. Set a deadline for yourself and stay focused on that. And anyone and anything that does not align with that will leave on their own. You'll have plenty of tests while you're trying to hit that goal. Because the universe and spirit and God, they're always going to say, a ver si como roncas duermes chiquitita. They're going to say, let me see. I want to see if you're all about what you're talking about. I'm going to give you these tests. You're happy? I'm going to give you these tests. Let's see how you deal with this. You're going to lose your head over it. You're going to talk about it. You're going to complain about it. You're going to do something about it. You're going to just roll with the punches and see that you're more blessed than you are stressed, and you need to focus on that. Some of you need to stop talking so much every day to your family. They're depressing sometimes, and you don't even know it because it's just so comfortable. It's codependency. Sometimes you need to move, leave your hometown, get a new perspective on the world, what you are truly capable of. You deserve the world. I believe that. And I hope one day you see your worth and you believe that too. I hope you don't settle for anyone or anything less that would do something that you would never, ever, ever do. That would treat you or speak to you in a way that you would never, ever treat or speak to them. I pray that you have people in your space that bring you peace and abundance and wisdom and kindness, and that make you feel better when you're around them because they're bringing out the best of you. You guys already know what to do. Go follow me on Instagram. Go follow me on the Snapchat. What's up? Facebook page. What else? Tiki Toki. YouTube. You guys are so important to me because if even one person listens to this and I have impacted their life, I know that I have done my job today. Besitos, bendiciones. As always, theandreaeffect.com. Stay tuned for more material. Besitos.